Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
He turned to me as if to say, hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you.
It's waiting there for you. Right there. Go be a great eagle. That's the thing for Quinyon Mitchell. Go be a great Eagle. By the way, what he said, I mean, we're talking so much about him. We're playing so much audio of so many people and what they're saying about him. How about what he says about himself? We'll get to that coming up in just a moment. Some of what Quinyon Mitchell said in his press conference last night. All right, the Eagles draft, the Sixers win, the A.J. Brown contract, all of it on the table, 215-592-9494 as we broadcast this Friday morning from Borgata. Let's talk to Drew calling from Westchester. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, folks. Happy birthday, Joseph.
Thank you, pal.
You got it.
Other than a happy birthday, which I appreciate, what'd you get me?
You really meant it, too.
It's like giving someone a car with no cash. Where's the cash? All right?
I'll say what I got you is we played like Beat the Hammer a year ago, and there was no Beat the Hammer today, so you didn't have a risk of taking like an L today.
Well played.
I guess the best thing I can come up with.
All right, that's not bad. You prevented me from getting an L. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, good morning, Drew. What do you got?
Yeah, so I like the pick. I might have given a slight lean to Terry and Arnold, but, you know, Quinyon, like, film seems good. Character seems really good. I did want to go back to and back up one of the things Rhea was saying, I think, in the 7 a.m. hour. Are we sure Nick Sirianni's seat is burning hot? Because maybe Howie and the scouts just liked Mitchell the best, but if it was, say, like kind of like a break the tie between him and Terry and Arnold, if they're taking and valuing recommendations from Nick, like, that to me doesn't scream a coach who's, you know, about to
I
get
disagree.
Fired.
I disagree, Drew. I don't make a correlation. I really don't. I mean, the reality is the Eagles crashed and burned. It took 9 days for the owner to announce that they were keeping let's have a press conference, we're keeping the coach. And the reality is, like, there's a lot of connections out there in the world. It doesn't – just because the Eagles picked someone that Nick Sirianni had intel through the head coach of his college, it doesn't tell me Nick Sirianni's job is safe for the next 3 years. No. I mean,
okay,
Nick Sirianni
it's more information that the team had to go on that he was familiar with that coach.
I mean, let me.
That's helpful.
Drew,
game ender.
Correct.
Or, you know, not a decision decider.
Let's put it this way, Drew. Howie Roseman chose who he chose last night because he believes it's the right pick, not because he doesn't think it's the right pick and Nick Sirianni thinks it's the right pick. No doubt about it.
Okay, that's fair. I'll admit I come in a little biased because I'm a Nick guy. It just, you know, crossed my mind a little bit. But, yeah,
you
really.
Nick, I don't think has a whole lot of input.
I don't either. Some? Sure. A whole lot? No. Don't buy it. All right, Quinyon Mitchell was the pick. Let's listen to him. A couple pieces of audio related to him now being an Eagle and what he brings to the table. Let's listen to Quinyon Mitchell last night.
When it comes to your thing, what brings you, what motivates you, what type of attitude do you think you bring to the field?
Yeah, I feel like my whole life I've just been trying to demand respect. I mean, coming from a small town, coming from a small college, just wanted to demand that respect. Felt like I did that through my college career and through the pre-draft process.
I always liked the guy that's got the chip on the shoulder.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's not going anywhere. He went to Toledo. Guys are going to – that is permanent – and he will always be, you know, using that. You know how guys use
I know
stuff.
They do.
Even if he doesn't need it,
yeah,
he can use that.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Brady, that was right. A defining element of him. I remember Paul Pierce being the 10th pick in an NBA draft where, you know, obviously he should have been taken in the top two or three. It was a defining thing for him his whole career. I mean, use it. If people slight you, store that away and always use that to push harder. I like that. More from Quinyon Mitchell. Is he again, this was a late-night press conference last night. More of Quinyon Mitchell talking about now entering the Eagles.
Do you feel like you can step in and start right away, or do you think you need some time?
No, I mean, I feel like I can come in and play inside, outside. I mean, I got some vets in front of me that, I mean, I can really learn from, really soak the game up for. I mean, Darius Slay, that's somebody who I modeled my game after, and James Bradberry. So, I mean, it don't matter where I play. I just want to help the team.
Well handled.
Wow.
Well handled. Very well handled. That's a
sounded very confident. He answered it and said everything right.
Yeah, he basically said
he's coming in and he's going to play.
Well,
but he can also learn a ton from
deference.
These vets.
Yeah.
Man, this guy knows what he's doing.
That's the way to handle a question.
That's not a small school answer right there.
No. I agree with you. All right, let's talk to Ed. He's calling from Phoenixville. Hi, Ed.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you, sir.
I need to hear at some point, I'm a man, I'm 40, but with a 6. I don't know
how
that's going to
work. Dude, I cannot believe. I can't.
Good timing on this.
Ed, I was going to literally get to that in like 5 minutes. So in honor of you making that, okay, we'll get to it right after your call. I cannot believe you just said that. All right, go ahead.
All right, so a couple of quick things. One on the Sixers, I may have already been mentioned, but I think this is a little – retribution as far as, you know, the refs kind of
no question
they should have thrown Embiid out. I mean, that was some Zaza Pachulia kind of stuff.
It was dirty.
Yeah, so I mean, there's no two ways about that in my opinion, but you know, I'm glad that they kind of ruled in our favor there. I wonder if the Eagles may try to move higher up in the second round today with their two picks and maybe the one in the Redick trade, because there's still some really good linemen available, and I think we should probably address that sooner rather than later.
Well, they will. The question is when. I mean, look, we know the areas of need, and I think they'll get most of them, you know. But there's a pecking order. You know, there's a difference between a second-round pick and a fourth-round pick. And there's also a difference between who you like and don't like in these clusters of players. So we'll see how they attack it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so used to, as an Eagles fan, being either really excited or really disappointed about the draft.
I know. Kind of,
yesterday, I was just like, okay. I was almost like annoyed that I wasn't annoyed, but that's for what, if that makes any sense.
No, I get it. I get you. Ed, good phone call there, man.
You should be thrilled. We should all be thrilled. This is a blue chip pick way outside the blue chip territory in that first round.
Let's get to, you know, ordinarily we do drop of the week. We're not going to do it this week. We just think there's too much going on in the Philly sports scene to be goofing around too much here. Ordinarily when we do it, of course, it's brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers. You can visit them online at familyjewelers.com. Route 70 right there in Marlton, New Jersey. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. So no full tilt drop of the week. That'll be back next week. But, you know, the caller asked for it. We were going to do it anyway. So I did turn 46 today. I am perhaps on the back nine of life. Who knows? Maybe, maybe not.
Washed.
I wouldn't go as far as to say. I'd say I'm in my prime. Okay, I like prime. Okay, I'm prime. But maybe washed.
Didn't you say you were certain you'd make 100?
Not
at one
certain,
point?
But I think I will live longer than 92. So I will say I am.
Wait,
not.
Why is that? Why is it 92?
Well, I'm
and
saying,
you know how weird that
well,
is,
back
right?
Nine. I'm saying back nine, 46 times two would be 92. So I'm saying I don't think I'm on the...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back nine yet, but I'm getting close to it. I may be on it. I think I'm going to live to somewhere between 95 to 105.
I could arrange for that not to happen.
Yeah, that's right. And so can some sickos listening right now. All right, so look, the reality
95
was,
to 105 yeah. is what you expect.
That's aggressive.
Follow the dots of medicine and food and exercise and all
yeah,
that
but
good
you
stuff.
Don't you eat good
no,
food.
No, I don't really do that.
And you
no.
don't exercise.
No, I don't really do that either.
No.
I think
no,
I,
your exercise
Devin,
is
I view it through,
walking
through osmosis. No, it's
osmosis.
Yeah, society.
What is osmosis?
You know, those that do it, they
explain it to me scientifically.
They do it, and the sun bounces off them.
That is
and
not
rays
osmosis.
Come
wow.
Down.
Just like, you know, flowers.
It's like photosynthesis. Sounds.
Right, flowers yeah. produce diesel fuel.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Just like Alan Jaws when he ate a car.
Okay, too
nice. Nice. Oh, nice. Good. Right.
This is
good.
This is a throwdown right. going on
yeah,
down here.
Yeah, all right, don't step two. Don't give me that
oh,
nonsense.
Joe, look at this.
What
do we have here?
We have a birthday cake?
We have a birthday cake.
Well, that's
cake.
Very kind. Thank you very much.
Do we sing? Do we
thank
have
you so
sing?
Much. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
This is embarrassing.
Happy birthday, dear Joe. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And please vote for me when I run for president in the 2040s. No, I appreciate this. Very,
look at
very
that
kind.
That cake is gorgeous.
Art Deco.
A great cake. Let me blow out the candles. There you go.
Make a wish?
John even, I didn't make a wish.
Wow.
Oh, no.
I didn't.
That's 7 years of bad luck.
Is it?
It's relight the candles.
No, breaking a mirror.
Well, absolutely not.
You didn't make a wish?
I didn't even. I'm doing a radio
come
show.
Come on,
I
man.
Got a lot going on here. You know, the lab, I'm trying to go from Bill Belichick to Lou Riddick.
First time blowing out the candles?
Oh, I don't know. First time on the air, I'll tell you that. All right, thank you, everyone. I appreciate that. So
that's nice.
So 46, which obviously means, you know, I'm a man and I'm 46. We'll get to that in a moment. You know, the I'm a man thing began with Mike Gundy many, many, many years ago when he did that famous press conference, and we had some fun with it when I turned 40. James, let's go back to the OG of the I'm a man, I'm 40, the original from Mike Gundy years ago.
I'm a man, I'm 40!
All right, so 6 years ago when we were in the Midday Show, we had some fun with it for 1 year. And then it's like, well, I'm not 40 anymore, and we kind of lost track of it. And then we realized, well, wait a second here. We can... But wait, there's more. Like, we can actually add on to it.
It's
and then when
Jerry Rig.
And then when I got to 44, we actually realized we could go into the Gene Hackman mode from the great basketball movie Hoosiers, and we came up with this.
I'm a man. I'm 44.
Which I really did like that one. That
I
one
think
was
that
good.
One's it's perfect.
It really is. All right. So wait, let me hear that one more time,
close,
James.
Nice.
I love that one. Let me hear that again.
I'm a man. I'm 44.
That's great. That's great. All right.
Seamless.
So then, obviously, over the last 365 days, I had been 45, and we had some fun at, you know, Donovan McNabb's expense.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Five will always love you.
I mean, that one was...
That's one of my favorites.
That's pretty good, too. All right. So now it's time for sex. And I was hoping we could find, you know, good audio of Dave Zinkoff, the classic 76ers public address announcer for decades. Back then, you know, the spectrum, the whole deal. If we could, and he died in the mid-80s, but could we find Zinc audio of him announcing number 6, Julius Erving? I believe we have found such audio. So let me say this. I am a man, and I am also 46. You know, in my 46 years of living, always a man. Let's listen to Zinc.
I'm a man. I'm 46. Morgan.
That's when I was like 6 years old, 7 years old. All right, one more time, because that was such a classic part of the Philadelphia sports scene back then in the 70s and 80s. This is Dave Zinkoff, and this is what we'll go with for the next year. Dave Zinkoff with Julius Erving.
I'm a man. I'm 46. I'm
going to have some fun with this one. I like it. All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's talk to Brad right now, and thank you guys for the cake. I appreciate it. Brad, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. How's everybody?
great, Brett.
Good. It's a beautiful day to be down at the shore. I love football and I love the draft, but the NFL's presentation of it last night was just an excruciating bling sideshow that reminded me more of the Hunger Games than the NFL draft.
What did you not like? What specifically?
It took an hour to get 7 picks, Joe. An hour.
See, I like that. No. I mean it, Brad. Look, they do that intentionally. Obviously, some of these guys are wheeling and dealing. Like, if I had 10 minutes, I would use the full 10 because theoretically someone could offer me a trade. But there's no doubt in my mind, Brad, the NFL has told the organizations, don't rush your pick. We want a 4-hour broadcast, not a 2-hour broadcast. And by the way, as a football fan, I also want a 4-hour broadcast because I want to hear the analysis of every pick that just got made and then the ramp up to the next pick and the options. I wouldn't want a fast draft.
It seemed too glamorous and glitzy and more like the Hunger Games and just it was over the top and under the bottom with these
Hunger Games.
The above the private booth, palm fronded places where people were hanging out with their sleazy, snidely whiplash agents, literally slithering around.
Wow. Brad,
I see it different, Brad.
Yeah, I tell you, it's I love football, but it just keeps, like, the last night, the main thing should have been the draft, and it wasn't. The main thing was the spectacle.
Well, you know
what? It's entertainment, buddy.
It is entertainment. First off, for the kids and the agents and their families, I mean, there were some, gosh, who was the guy taking around 7 or 9? It wasn't one of the quarterbacks. There was a big lineman taking.
J.C. Latham went at 7. Latham.
I think it was him.
He was taking the reaction. At 7.
Whoever it was, there was a reaction. I don't think it was Latham, but I could be wrong. He was with his family. And I'm sure extended family. I mean, or friends. I mean, there was like 30 or 40 people in the room. And it was one of those great moments where, just as a human, you feel happy for another human.
I love all of them when they get picked.
With the extended family scenes. I love it. You got the little cousins to the great grandmother all the way up through. And everyone, you know, everyone knows that this kid, his whole life, he's been hoping for this. And you know, everyone in that room has been hoping for this. Now it's finally come to fruition.
Now, I also enjoy the game within the game. Do you hug mom first?
Or the girlfriend.
Or do you kiss the girlfriend first? I mean, that is always, what do you do?
It says a lot.
The mom or the girlfriend?
Always mom.
Mom.
It should be mom. Yes. I agree with you. It should be mom.
But if it's like a wife, I think it's probably wife first.
Well, that's the
You know what? That's a good point, James.
Then get married, which most of these guys normally
are
not.
Yeah,
you know,
some are.
At 19, 20, 21, 22. All right, let's listen to Lewis Riddick. He had a lot of praise. For Quinyon Mitchell. Now, to be clear, what we're about to play is audio prior to Quinyon Mitchell being picked by the Eagles. This is about 1-2 minutes before the Eagles select him. The ESPN crew is discussing who the Eagles should pick, and Lewis Riddick had no doubt in his mind who it should be.
Let's live in a world where the Eagles do want a corner here. Lewis, which one should they take?
That guy on your screen right there, Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. Talked to Jason Candle, texted back and forth with him. I've been to Toledo before, spoke to their football team. He vouches for this kid without any hesitation. As good of a player as he is, and he dominated down at the Senior Bowl, he is a better person. He's a pro. He is ready to handle the responsibility that comes with being a first-round pick in the National Football League. And he's got all the skills. He's big. He can run, press off, finish. Interceptions, he can do it all.
Pretty big endorsement right
Lou
there.
Lou knows what he's talking about, too. Yeah. And he lived in scouting departments. He played in the back end of teams that I was on. He was a DB. And Lewis knows exactly what makes a good cornerback, and he said it without hesitation. If they have their pick of the entire draft, who should they take? And we got him.
John, is it a matter of time till Lewis Riddick's a GM?
Yes. I really believe that.
Does Mayock, who only lasted about 3 or 4 years as a GM, does that hurt Lewis Riddick?
I don't know.
I don't either. I don't know. I mean, I was really rooting for Mike Mayock. I mean,
me too.
Knew him a little bit. Didn't know him too well. Knew him a little bit. You know, proud
I
that he was from
Lewis
this area.
Too,
and I love Riddick too, man. I mean, he's a tremendous analyst.
I mean, so sharp, man.
Part of me roots against him getting a job because I want him to stay on ESPN and entertain us.
All the great info.
That was such a mess there, though, with Gruden and everything that went down.
It spiraled.
Yeah, it spiraled. Just spiraled out of control.
It got totally out of control. Yeah. That's right. All right, let's also listen to Howie Roseman because – You know, the reality is Quinyon Mitchell, obviously a player the Eagles wanted, but so too were a number of other players. I mean, maybe not as much or maybe more guys off the board. Make of it what you will. Let's listen to Howie talking after the draft last night on why he did not trade up last night. And, frankly, obviously there was even an option to trade back. Here's, and this is a pretty thorough explanation for Howie on why he stuck at 22.
It's not normally my nature to do that, you know, so I understand that. I think that the only reason that we felt comfortable was because the scenarios played out in a way that we were comfortable we were going to get a really good player at that pick, just based on how the board was going. You know, the way we do it is, you know, if we're at pick 15, we got to have as many players that we like. When they start to fall off and we get in a spot where we don't have as many players as our pick, we start looking to move up. So if we're at 15 and we only have three players left that have first round grades, it's a concern, you know, so you try to move up. When you're there, and Rube, why don't you do the math for me? How many players do we have to go before 15? 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Eighth player. We get the eighth player, right? We get the eighth player. So when we're there and we see we have eight players and then 16 at seven and so on, then we know we have a preference on that. But if they're all having the same grades, then we feel good sitting. So I think for us, it's like as long as we're in the same tier of grade in that round, so we're sitting there and we still have a first round grade on seven guys or eight guys at that point, we feel comfortable sitting. If we get to a low number, then we try to move up. If we get over that number, we move back.
Very thorough explanation from Howie last night. All right, you can react to everything we're discussing here, 215-592-9494, including, if you missed it, Joel Embiid's explanation of pulling down Mitchell Robinson last night, sort of the whys of why he did it and his mindset of when he did it. We'll get to that, plus Time's Yours up ahead on a busy Friday morning from Borgata on 94 WIP.
Here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on the action at Borgata's Poker Room, where great cards, lucky seats, and high hands bring excitement to every player. Open 7.
Well, I appreciate it. And thank you to Borgata also. You know, I found out in the commercial break, Ava Graham was the one that arranged the birthday cake. So thank you to Ava. I made sure I got
her. She is awesome that way.
She is great. Just great. But also thank you to Borgata, who, of course, were involved with Ava as well. So I do truly appreciate it. All right, phone calls in just a moment. We have three different poll questions today. So let's get to the reality of that, including Joel Embiid's explanation for what happened last night when he pulled down Mitchell Robinson, all that right now. So Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is your Corvette headquarters. Visit ArminChevy.com to see Armin's selection of new and pre-owned Corvettes. Together, let's drive. All right, first poll question. John, the Eagles. Which of the following cornerbacks, with them all available, would you have taken? The four choices for everyone that listened and voted: Terrion Arnold, Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, and Nate Wiggins. Who do you think won the poll?
Quinyon Mitchell.
He does. Of course he does. He's an Eagle now.
Exactly. That was really
like,
easy.
The bottom line is, if the Eagles picked Terrion Arnold last night, then everyone would have voted for Terrion Arnold. Yeah. So, I mean, right. Seltzer, that is how it works, right?
I would have bet everything I have that Quinyon Mitchell was going to win that poll.
Except when Jalen Reagor got picked. Right?
Yeah.
There are exceptions to the rules. All right, Quinyon Mitchell, 68%. Terrion Arnold, 23%. 7% for Cooper DeJean, and Nate Wiggins, who, by the way, Elliott said he thought they should have taken Nate Wiggins. Nate Wiggins
doesn't want to tackle anybody.
2%, yeah.
He also did go ahead of DeJean, for what it's worth. Wiggins went 30th to the Ravens. So.
And DeJean's still available.
Still on the board, yeah.
Yeah, he's considered Mel Kiper's number one guy available right now, you know, remaining. All right, second poll question.
Would you trade up and get him?
Well, probably not, because I think, you know, especially with the Colts player now, you're probably pretty good at corner. You're good enough. I mean, I could see them maybe at some point taking another corner, but you're...
Cooper DeJean is a guy who's a special teams maven also.
But I
though.
Can't... I
he's
can't
a guy who
that.
Can play safety as well as cornerback.
Well, that's different if he's a starting safety. Because
right.
you know my thing.
He's a guy who can play every position in the defensive secondary.
Look,
Cooper
DeJean
is a return guy. He's a safety. He's a strong safety and a free safety and a cornerback and a slot. He's everything.
Well, then maybe you do, because I don't want Reed Blankenship starting.
Yeah. It's an option. I like that option. I also like the option of this Edgerrin Cooper guy from Texas A&M, who is high on everyone's list. Some people thought he would go in the first round. An inside linebacker, off-ball inside linebacker, who can be a rush specialist. Pass rush specialist who can also be off the ball, a little bit of both.
Now, to be clear,
crazy
with,
athlete.
With the Eagles picking 50 and 53.
You'd have to trade up for him, most likely.
Oh, yeah, because 50 is, what, the 18th pick in the second round, something like that, 17th
pick? Starts at 33, so yeah.
So, you know, you got to come up quite a bit here if someone's going to go.
But there were people who thought that he would go in the first.
There were people who thought that Cooper DeJean
would go in the first also.
Look, I remember when the Eagles got Bobby Taylor in the second round. He was totally supposed to go in the first round.
Taylor was a first-round player.
Absolutely. All right.
Having had to play against him, he hit like a linebacker. He played cornerback. He hit like a linebacker.
Yeah, he was a great
player. Really, really strong.
We got to get him on the show again. Good guy. I didn't know him until the last couple years. Really nice guy. All right, and we've had him on the show a couple times. All right, next poll question. Who wins the series, Sixers or Knicks? Where do you think this one came in, John?
Ooh.
Real quick, Seltzer, what was the poll result the last time we did this after game
Knicks? I believe it was 66% Knicks, I think.
Yeah,
almost
it was something like that, yeah. All right, John, so the Sixers have won a game. How much does it flip the result?
59% Sixers.
61. Man, you're good.
So good.
Third poll question. Now, before we get to the result of Joel and Mitchell Robinson and whether he should have been ejected, let's listen to Joel's explanation of it after the game last night. Pretty thorough explanation from Joel on that moment and, you know, what he was thinking.
You know, obviously, Mitchell Robinson jumping and, you know, trying to make sure he doesn't land on me, because obviously we know the history that I have with, you know, Kuminga landing on my knee. So I kind of had some flashbacks, you know, when he came down to it. It was unfortunate. I mean, I didn't mean to hurt anybody. I just, you know, in those situations, I gotta protect myself, because I've been in way too many situations where, you know, I'm always a recipient of, you know, the bad end of it. So, it was unfortunate, but physical game, they want to bring their physicality. We can be physical too, and we are. So, I mean, it goes both ways. I get bummed all over the place, I just keep playing. And, you know, I'm not going to take it.
All right. Well, look, I like Joel sticking up for himself. He's got to be careful here, because he definitely could have gotten tossed, and I think was not, because of how game two ended. And the playoff reality obviously makes it a greater consideration whether to toss him. If that's a regular season game, he's tossed. So here's the poll question. Do you think Joel Embiid should have been ejected for pulling Mitchell Robinson down while Joel was lying on the floor? Yes or no? John, how do you think people reacted to this one?
68% say yes.
68% say no.
Oh, wow.
I will tell you, I am struck by 32% of people saying yes. Because
it was flagrant. The question is it a flagrant foul? Yes, absolutely. He's tackling
flagrant
the guy.
It was a flagrant
He's on
one.
The ground,
right.
Tackling a dude around his leg.
Well, they call it
to the ground.
The phrase, I believe, is unnecessary and excessive. It was both.
Yeah.
I mean, it was dangerous. So, all right. Well, those are your poll results. By the way, Seltzer, I'm going to throw you the human grenade. Because you can make national news right now if you answer the question a certain way.
Good.
That's why I'm not going to answer it. I'm just going to ask you.
Cool.
James Seltzer, are you rooting for Mitchell Robinson to be injured enough that he's not able to play in Game 4 and maybe beyond?
No.
Yeah, right. No national news, mate.
Yeah.
Why are you?
I mean, you can be okay without rooting for it.
I'm intrigued by the concept.
Yeah. Rooting for it is
unbelievable.
Seltzer, no one can quote me nationally and paint me in a corner as a bad guy if I say, quote, I'm intrigued by the concept.
Should get into the idea.
All right, let's go to Kevin in South Philadelphia. Good morning, Kev.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Good, man.
What's up, Kev?
Not too much. I'm really excited about the pick last night. Like you guys have all touched on, you know, not having to move around, being able to save those other picks at 50 and 53. And from what everybody's saying, this kid's the real deal. The only question and the only thing I didn't hear, can he tackle? Like, will he come up and do a little run support?
Yes, strong. He's a strong In every sense of the word, the way that he plays is strong, and he will tackle. And the fact that he's a cornerback who's got something to prove, I think that will ensure that he'll have a little more effort in the tackling department. I truly believe that. He's not a prima donna type cornerback. He's a cornerback who went to Toledo, and he's going to have to prove forever, whether it's fair or not, that he's that elite next level guy, because people will look at the small school thing.
Yeah, the one thing I love is that he's a very humble man, and you can tell he's got that rage. I'm like, you know what? Yeah. This is what we need. This is what we need. We need that level of anger. It's like Rios. You know, when he comes on, he starts going crazy. Actually, I had my girl listen to him the other day. She was laughing. She's like, man, he's intense. I'm like, love it.
Wait, who comes on and goes crazy?
Rios.
Rios, yeah.
Oh, when, like, Rios.
Oh, I thought you said Rhea.
I know. I was like, what?
I'm looking at Rhea like,
from
wow.
Philly, yeah.
Watch out for Rhea.
That makes a lot more sense.
Well, how about when Turnbull was all frustrated? You know, in the dugout, Turnbull's freaking out the other day. All right, let's get to Malik in West Philadelphia. Hi, Malik.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hi, Malik.
So listen, I got two things. Number one, good pick on the Eagles. Great pick. I love that they went defense. But my big thing is the Sixers game. I was there last night. Joel out of pocket, because it wasn't that the ball was about to fall on him. He was frustrated.
100%.
They was fouling us the whole beginning of the game. They wasn't calling it. They rolled up on Tyrese when he fell on the floor. They didn't call it. I was right there. Joel pulled that ball down. He out of pocket. Was it a rejectable? You know, a phone? Was he? Should he been thrown out? Yes. But because they was letting him play, there's no reason for them to have thrown him out. And his reason, he's not supposed to tell him I was frustrated, so I did it on purpose.
That's right.
Yeah. He said what he was supposed to say. Yeah,
I'll tell you this, Malik, they could still suspend him. I don't think they will,
right. But
they could. And his explanation does matter, and I appreciate
right. That
he's basically claiming self-defense.
Right.
He's like,
right,
I don't want the guy to fall on me. Self-defense.
Did you buy his answer?
Oh, man.
It was well thought out, but I didn't buy it for a second.
One more thing, right? Up to the fans, I want to say something. We getting soft in Philly. First of all, it shouldn't have been no New York fan in the hallway after the game sitting chilling around. I walked through on my way out. I probably screamed at 100 New York fans, get out of my building. The turnpike is that way. And they was just
man. Chilling,
smiling. Yeah, I did it to about 100 fans. They know they probably know who I am, the crazy bearded guy. Yeah. But, yeah, they knew
Malik,
what it was.
Malik, just so you know, for future reference, while I appreciate your effort, the proper thing to do is what Tupac did. It's just F all y'all, all right? That's okay. All right, my man. All right, Malik, good call. Let's get to today's. That's a little aggressive, but it's a good song. All right, let's get to the Got a Door and Window Win of the Weekend. As we look ahead to the weekend up ahead, you can receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Got a Door and Window. Call them today at 1-877-GO-GOTTA. You can also visit goguida.com. Well, look, there's a lot happening this weekend. You guys know the deal. You got the Sixers game 4. You've got the Phillies with a new series. You've got day 2 and 3 of the NFL draft, both from an Eagles standpoint and all the other teams in the NFL. Plus, you have the NHL playoffs and the NBA playoffs. And this, by the way, is before, you know, next weekend is when the Kentucky Derby happens and you start getting into the summerish mode of the horse races and more golf stuff and all the, you know, tennis and all that. But this is a bonanza for the 4 sports this weekend, the 4 main sports in America. And I'll tell you one thing I'll keep my eye on. LeBron James, who lost last night. And
that
it
was
is
ugly.
It is possible, unlikely, but possible that this weekend could be LeBron James's final game in the NBA.
Oh,
you think?
Unlikely.
Possible.
I think it's more likely it's his final game in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Real possibility.
I'll go with that.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, they're getting.
I don't think he's stopping.
I don't think he's stopping either. But just anytime one of the all-time greats, theoretically, could be entering his last game, it's worth noting.
Yes, I agree with that.
I'll tell you one thing. He'd be a hell of a replacement for Tobias Harris.
Yeah. You can say that again,
guys,
buddy.
It could happen. Now, he's got to want to be here, and it's not about being out in L.A. and making movies or whatever the whole freaking thing was about.
Do you think he could work well with Joel Embiid?
Yes.
He'll work with anybody.
I don't think that they wouldn't.
I mean, listen, he really is exactly what they're missing.
They
Wow. I'm not kidding, guys.
You're right.
They have the cap space. And remember, that was all also part of the theory of why they didn't trade Tobias Harris.
But
which was just,
remember, that means we have to play Bronny too, doesn't it?
Mm. Well,
we have to include Bronny in the plans
somehow.
He's
publicly eschewed that is as much the motivation as it previously was. But who knows? Look, here's the deal.
Well, if winning a championship is the motivation, this is a great place
it is
for
a great place
to realize that goal.
Yeah.
And
for what
really
it's worth,
is possible.
And the draft happens before free agency. The June draft, he'll know where Bronny is. And then July 1st, when he's a free agent, he can go there no matter what team it's at, right? I mean, team's got to have some cap space if he wants big money. Maybe he doesn't take big money. I don't know. Or maybe I want to go win a title and go play with Joel and Maxey. I mean, it really would be a good fit. Let's just not lose sight of that. All right, 215-592-9494. Time's yours up ahead in 1 minute's time. Time's yours, which should be quite a time's yours after everything that happened last night. That reaction in 1 minute. Let me tell you about the family and company jewelers Verragio Bridal Show, because it is upon us. Right now, through April 27th. So today and tomorrow, it started yesterday, but also going on today and tomorrow at Family and Company Jewelers, you can view brand new inventory and styles not yet previously available to the public. Save hundreds, possibly even thousands on the ring of her dreams. Head to Family and Company Jewelers. Their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. It is something you got to see to believe. It is an extravaganza of jewelry. And, by the way, they know what you want. You want to get something great. You want to get it, obviously, at a reasonable price that works for you. And you want a helping hand in the buying process. They will provide all of that and more. Junior, Ian, the whole team, awesome crew. Get yourself there. Family and Company Jewelers going on through tomorrow. The Verragio Bridal Show for all the great stuff. Book your appointment today at familyjewelers.com. Time's yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best-kept secret and switch to Xfinity Mobile, now at the best price for two lines of unlimited. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Holy Toledo. Great pick, Howie. Great job. Time's yours.
Where did that one come from? I thought of it earlier.
Is that a Batman Robin reference?
I think it is. That sounds right.
That's a good call, if that's true. Good call.
Any season ticket holder for the Philadelphia 76ers should hide your head in the sand and be ashamed. You know New York fans are going to buy those tickets. It sounded like a home game. You're going to be ashamed of yourself. Sell the tickets to Philly fans.
You know what? I got to tell you something, my man. I don't think you can blast season ticket holders if you yourself, as a non-season ticket holder, didn't choose to buy a ticket instead of a Knicks fan. I mean that. Like, it's easy to go there, meaning make that criticism, but if you don't step up and buy it yourself, I mean, John, am I wrong or am I right about that?
It seems sort of hollow and two-faced if you're going to criticize and you're not going to take the time or make the effort to do and go yourself.
That's what I think. I really do.
I don't think Micah Parsons is utterly disgusted because of how lucky the Eagles get in the draft. I think he's utterly disgusted because the Eagles drafted someone for Dak to throw to before Dallas did.
Oh, buddy!
That's good.
Good thing Kelly Oubre can drive the lane, because he is not good in a car or on a bike.
Yeah, what was that story, Rhea?
So, TMZ reported at 1:45 Tuesday after their Game 2 loss, around 16th, somewhere downtown, his Lamborghini, his beloved purple Lamborghini, which he's been photographed with many times, went through a red light, hit somebody else. There were luckily no injuries.
Wow.
So, there you go.
There you go, Joel Embiid. That's what I'm talking about. Now you only have to do it 15 more times.
So true. Keep it going.
Do laundry on Wednesdays. You'll never have unclean underwear, my man. Happy birthday and go Birds.
Well, there's a different strategy, and I use it, which is have about 30 pairs of boxers.
How did you let it get to every pair is dirty?
You can do the math.
30 pairs?
Roughly.
It's been a month since you've done laundry?
25 to 30. It's been a long time.
That's pathetic.
So I got to up my number to 50.
Yeah. No, you don't.
That's your solution here.
I don't have enough space in my
tiny
apartment. I have no space. So I do.
Where is all your dirty laundry?
It's now in the hallway. It's right by my door. It's my signal to myself, like, Joe, when you get home, do your laundry.
Why don't you write it in your book?
Good point, Rhea.
Do you think it wasn't written in the book?
It was
earlier this week, and I pushed it down the river. All right, with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, Mr. Seltzer, I know you and Fritzy got a big old High Hopes event happening coming up. Tell us what's on.
That's
tap.
Right. Coming out tomorrow night. We'll be there at 7:30 at the Green Parrot in Newtown. It's going to be an awesome time. We're going to watch the Phillies Padres. I'm going to be giving out some Phillies trivia. Can win all kinds of Miller Lite prizes, Phillies prizes. Three winners will win tickets to go to a Phillies game. $3.50 Miller Lite pints. It's going to be an awesome time. First High Hopes watch party of the year. All thanks to Miller Lite. Miller Lite's for Phil's win. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, four final questions here before we finalize the show. John, first, final crack at it for everyone listening if they missed you earlier on the pick. Quinyon Mitchell, you're a big fan of this pick, correct?
Yes, he was the top cornerback by most people's estimations. I absolutely thought he would be gone in the top 10, and he wasn't. Voila, we got a great deal at a great value.
All right, James Seltzer, you get the Phillies question. Phillies this weekend, what's going to happen? A couple more games here.
Man, I want to say 2 of 3, but it's the West Coast. I just feel like they always struggle on the West Coast, so I'm hoping for 2 of 3, but if I have to be honest, I'll say they win 1 of 3.
All right, Rhea, as an MB doubter from the past, and there's been great reason
yes.
to doubt, what we saw from him last night, not necessarily mm-hmm. 50, because that's yeah. not going to happen no. every game, but him being able to sustain to the end of a game, in your opinion, will he be able to sustain that the rest of the series?
He'll do it on Sunday, but not all of them.
All right, and Devin, final crack at it. Sixers next. Who wins the series?
Sixers in 7.
That would be exciting.
Yeah. Finally, man. I mean, it feels different. We saw it from Embiid. We heard it from Embiid. Sixers and 7.
Well, listen, let's not lose sight of the fact that the clock is still ticking. You know, they got to continue to keep the pedal to the metal. But last night was a step in the right direction.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.